You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business. Success. Today we are speaking with Tom Roberts, the CEO and head of digital at So What Media, a company that provides digital marketing services to both SMEs and enterprise businesses. Tom, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi there, Eric. Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. Great to have you today. So, Tom, we know the importance and value of stuff like SEO and PPC, but does the world really need yet another digital marketing agency?
Well, to be brutally honest, no. Absolutely no way. I mean, there's a plethora of good agencies already out there, and there's even more mediocre and even bad ones. All of them say that they're different, that they do things better, faster, cheaper than anyone else, when in reality, there's no innovation at all, and all the agencies are doing it in exactly the same way that's been done for years and years. At So What Media, we're here to finally try and do something completely different from the rest. We're not an agency. We like to think ourselves as a band of individual, locally based specialists whose main focus is to provide a truly personal, accountable, and transparent service to our clients, and one that ultimately delivers results.
So how does this work? How does it provide something that's genuinely different?
Well, for those people listening who worked with an agency before, big or small, will know that the first stage is talking with the salesperson, you know, someone who's never run a PPC or SEO campaign in their life and goes by, you know, these really awful titles like business development manager. There's actually one very big company, which I won't name, that employs customer success managers, you know, as opposed to what? Failure managers? I mean, does a position like that really need to exist in your organization? Anyway, I digress. The next step is meeting your account manager, who again has either never done the job at hand or hasn't done the job for several years because an account manager is seen as promotion in these kind of agencies. And then finally, you're briefly introduced to the PPC or SEO executive, you know, the person who's actually going to be doing the grunt work for your campaign. And then you never speak to them again. You know, they're kind of shunned away in a dark corner, and you have to relay all your communications through your account manager or, God forbid, your customer success manager, right? So with agencies, you have this incredibly convoluted chain where there's, you know, inevitably always a breakdown in communication on something, and you're virtually always left being unable to establish accountability or who's doing what or indeed what's actually been going on. Well, I want you to forget all that. You know, at So What Media, the consultant that you speak to on day one is the person who does the client management, devises the strategy, and then is the one that does the execution for you. You know exactly who you call on the phone, who to bring into the office to discuss the project or, you know, to thank for the success that, you know, that would hopefully come. You know exactly who that person is. The person you speak to from day one is the person that does everything for you. And so when I say that we're different, you know, I really mean that we're different, not, you know, hang a mountain bike on an exposed brick wall and call ourselves a digital marketing agency different, you know. So that's mainly why we're trying to differentiate from the rest.
Good explanation. So why structure a team this way, and what advantages does it have for businesses?
Well, I generally believe that it just helps us do the job better. You know, and that job is to make the client more money. It's as simple as that. You know, there shouldn't be any other reason. That should be the only reason. You know, for these agencies, the end goal here is just to make the person that you're working with generate more online revenue. And we think this way does it best. You know, I think it does the job better because not only does the setup provide all the advantages of transparency and accountability that I just mentioned before, but it also allows you to genuinely connect with that consultant because you know it's that consultant that you're talking to on a day-to-day basis. So you're knowing that they're running the project day in and day out. They're just a call away. You can bounce ideas off each other, strategize together, and so on. And our consultant knows and begins to understand your business from top to bottom. You just can't get that traditional agencies. And similarly, freelancers who are just operating by themselves, they don't have the collective years of experience, knowledge, or mindshare that So What Media has. So you know, you've got the best of both worlds in that kind of sense. You've got the individual kind of personal approach, and you've got the collective structure and agency and technology that an agency would have. In order to make that environment work, you know, we're obviously reliant on the people that we employ and their ability to do the job, so we're quite resource intensive in that sense. And, you know, working for those really big multinational projects, for example, we hire two or more accountants to work the account together. But I strongly believe that we hire the best kind of people that we can, and then we train them to go even better.
Today we are joined by Tom Roberts, the CEO and head of digital at So What Media, a company that provides digital marketing services to both SMEs and enterprise businesses, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tom, how do you accomplish this, and how have you structured the business to achieve this, and how could other businesses learn from that?
Well, in order to attract the best people to work with us, you know, we have to be really attractive for potential employees, and particularly if we're positioning ourselves as, you know, this personal approach and, you know, very one-to-one basis away from the traditional agency side of things, we need to have the best in order to make that work. So one way of doing that is that we let people work remotely, you know, if they choose to. There's a couple of people that work with me in our HQ up in Edinburgh, Scotland, and then we have others spread out across the UK and also across the US working from their own locations. Remote working is absolutely a benefit. It's not a hindrance. You know, this preconception that remote working might not be the best for your business, we certainly haven't found it. As a business, we can employ regional specialists on a regular basis in their region, you know, which again you wouldn't get with a traditional brick and mortar agency. So it gives us that, I think, a competitive advantage rather than any kind of hindrance. Similarly, in order to make this work, we pay well. You know, for our UK workers, our bare minimum starting salary is £35,000 a year, and the reality is that it's actually a lot more for those people that join us who've got a lot more kind of experience. We also reward our consultants. We generate new business for us. You know, we give them 150% of the amount of the first month's retainer. So if a client signs for £2,000 per month contract, the consultant who helps, you know, get that client through the door takes away £3,000 as a bonus. You know, so keeping that independence and entrepreneurial instinct among our consultants is absolutely huge for us. We're totally fine with consultants who, you know, do one or two jobs with us and work their own freelance gigs independently. In fact, we encourage it because it's one of the best ways to drive and learn and keep yourself fresh in this ever-changing digital marketing landscape. And then to supplement all of that, you know, we train these consultants really vigorously, and therefore, you know, we're giving them something alongside, you know, really good clients that they wouldn't get as a one-man or one-woman band. You know, last time I counted, there was something about 70 hours of reading and audio and visual material to learn from. We also offer that training material out to our clients as well who need it on a kind of ad hoc basis. So it's all designed to give clients the personal touch you get with freelancers, supported by the knowledge and infrastructure of an agency, you know, of all that usual agency rubbish stripped away, and, you know, to try and make that as attractive as possible for the people that we want working for us.
And so what about companies with in-house digital teams in place? How could they benefit from something like this?
Well, if a company already has an in-house team in place and is getting results, like, mate, that's awesome. You know, they should run with it. Don't look back. You've got the holy grail sort of thing. You know, the people that we work with usually fall into two categories. One, you know, they want SEO or PPC, but they don't know how it works. Or two, and this really is becoming the majority of people and businesses, two is people who know what they want and they've got a pretty good idea of what they need to get in order to get that. So, you know, they might think they need more content marketing or links or an on-site technical audit, et cetera, et cetera. But they don't have the physical capacity or the manpower or the people power to do it. You know, so for those who have both already, well, actually, it's quite funny because I recently lost one of the consultants that we had to a client that he was already working with, you know, because they wanted to bring him in-house. And, you know, good luck to them because, you know, it's a perfect fit. He really enjoyed the client. The client thought he was doing some great work. So we lost him that way. But anyway, but, you know, for those who already have that resource and knowledge, we can supplement it, you know, with on-site training as part of an agency. And also we do have something really, really exciting in the pipeline for those who are looking to grow their in-house team. I can't reveal anything yet, but maybe next time we speak, you know, I can reveal it then.
Certainly helpful information. Certainly appreciate your sharing that in depth. Now, in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners along the lines of what we have been covering today?
Well, fundamentally, I think agencies need to be held to account more. So if you're currently working with an agency or even a freelancer or anything like that, you need to be more proactive in holding that person to account. The executives are either too busy or the agency's maybe too scared to provide you comprehensive reports on what they've done and what they're doing. So you need to do it yourself. And there's loads of tools already out there to do it. You can monitor your backlinks that are being built with Majestic. You can do your on-site work with Moz. You can look at your competitors with SEMrush or Surfwoo and so on. You know, start auditing their work and call them out if necessary. Don't give them an easy ride. Or, you could skip all that and come work with us instead.
Well, before you go, how about telling our listeners, Tom, where they can get more information on So What Media online and how they can be in touch?
Absolutely. You can just get in contact with us via our website, which is just sowhatmedia.com. You can get in touch with me directly at tom@sowhatmedia.com over email. And for people who want to call up and have a chat about anything at all, this interview or just any kind of anything to just chew the fat regarding digital, you can give us a call on +44 3333 442 568.
Well, very good, Tom. We certainly appreciate your time and look forward to another conversation in the future right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. Looking forward to it.
Likewise, we've been speaking with Tom Roberts, the CEO and head of digital at So What Media, a company that provides digital marketing services to both SMEs and enterprise businesses. And once again, the website of reference is sowhatmedia.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.